Are you kidding me? Why wait for Black Friday when you can save big today? Johnny Landoff
Chevrolet. This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Get the Reuben from Subway. It's stacked with a hearty portion of lean corned beef, Bavarian-style sauerkraut, Swiss cheese, and creamy Thousand Island dressing. All on new, freshly baked rye bread. Only at Subway for a limited time.
This sounds like one of those bread type groups or something.
If there's one thing in my
Little
life
river
that's missing,
okay,
it's the time that I spend alone.
In the category sitting of things cool I will never understand, here's one.
Lots of
Kendall Jenner has, through her Instagram account, 68 million followers. Now, who are the people? That's what's wrong with this country. Right there tells you so there's something seriously wrong. That 68 million people give a hoot about what Kendall Jenner does or says or who she is. What in the world is wrong with people?
There are people that make their living on Instagram. They're called Instagram models, and they'll have, you know, a few, 3-4 million followers, and through either advertising through their channel or whatever, that's how they make their living.
Right,
how
do we get that out?
Well, you have to look like an Instagram model.
All right, we're out there.
Yes.
We could do
surely there's another way.
We could do a Chunkendale type calendar.
Ooh,
on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
And we could get followers. Scott could join us, too. Scott Sherman could join in.
You look, have to target the... I think you have to target the millennial age bracket. I don't know if Chunkendales will do it.
All right, help me out here. Instagram, how does it differ from Facebook?
Instagram is just strictly picture-based.
Oh, it is?
Yes, where you have an Instagram account. And
what's
you,
Dan laughing at? How am I supposed to know this? I don't know what that is.
You have an Instagram account. You post a picture on there. You can write a little description underneath it of what it's about or a message saying whatever, and you hit send and it goes out to all of your followers, but then you can follow people as well. So when you go on Instagram, all the people you follow, you can just scroll through all their pictures.
I also don't get that. I don't get following somebody. Now, who wakes up in the morning and goes, hey, I wonder what Kendall Jenner's up to?
Apparently 68 million people.
Well, then there's Twitter. They follow people on Twitter. I don't know how anybody gets anything done. How do you have a job or anything?
Have you not walked around and seen everybody with their face down in their phone? That's when they're doing it.
And there is a danger now. People have been getting hurt.
Oh, no. They walk into glass doors and shatter them. They've been hit by cars.
Yeah.
So tell me, Kendall Jenner, what is she like her skank whore sister? Is he just famous for being a skank? Scott Sherman's laughing.
I can't stand those people. I cannot stand the sight of any Kardashians.
I can't either.
They are disgusting. And the one I liked is gaining my ire because that Caitlyn or Bruce or whatever his name was, I can't stand that person. I cannot, man or woman,
what? You
can't
almost
stand
said
the
something.
Sight.
You almost said I can't stand that in the PRIC
one.
Yeah. Oh, he did? Is that what you were going for?
No, not really anymore.
I don't think it's probably it's not even anything wrong with it because anything goes anymore. I read an article a couple days ago that now the FCC, they just kind of let anything go, and they made particular reference to the P word used on Saturday Night Live. And they just kind of let it go. I guess they had a meeting, and anybody had a problem with that? No, okay, let's go home. I mean, it's just a different time now.
No,
well, that's supposed to be in the safe harbor time, isn't it?
Where, yeah. Yeah,
but still, safe harbor time or not, there was a time when it didn't matter what time.
Usually it would be backlash from advertisers that you would have, not necessarily
backlash
FCC.
From viewers to the advertisers.
Right, yes.
Yeah. But so tell me, what does she do, Kendall Jenner? Does she do anything?
Is she the one that's like 22 or
I don't know. I get her and Kylie mixed up. I think they're both around the same age, 20, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, something like
that. Yeah, one of them said that they were going to get off of social media for a while because they were just
tired. That was Kendall Jenner.
Oh, that was Kendall? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
It said she her account vanished over the weekend, leaving 68 million followers wondering why.
Oh, my goodness.
What is wrong with people? She went on Ellen DeGeneres and explained that she just wanted to detox. But guess what, everybody? I'll be back. Whew, thank goodness.
Detox.
Brother. Part of it is envy. I mean, because I would like to have 68 million followers because I know what Peon's talking about. And YouTube, same way. Along with that comes advertisers and money.
Sure.
And there are YouTube millionaires. They're millionaires.
That's a whole other
something on YouTube.
Yeah, that's a whole other section of society now. There are YouTube stars now.
Yes.
And then there are even YouTube channels based around essentially like TMZ for the YouTube celebrities, where you don't know who any of these people are, but there's all this drama surrounding them.
Well, we don't know. Millennials know who they are.
I don't even know if it... I mean, I think it is millennials mostly with YouTube, but I think it starts at like 9, 10-year-olds to all through your teenage years. That's what you watch now. You don't watch television anymore.
I'd like to be utilizing that, taking advantage of that. I don't know how. There's nothing I could do on YouTube that a bunch of people would see.
No, you're not playing a game or something. It's whatever a 12-year-old wants to watch. You have to find that, whatever that
is.
Hey,
look who's here, Scott Sherman.
Hey, thanks for that. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
I do want to say one thing. Remember, I put a video on Facebook about the warm weather tips.
Yes.
I'm getting ready to do that for the cold weather tips, which it's cold.
It's called saving lives. Let's not be modest. It's called saving lives.
So I'm going to do that here very soon, as soon as it gets cold. So.
All righty. As you know, on Thursday, Scott Sherman is nice enough to dole out legal advice at no charge. And we're going to jump right in with that. I'm going to do a bit of business, and then we'll take off. Here are the numbers. And you need to call now because they're going to load up. They always do. First come, first serve. From most cell phones, star KTRS. From those other cell phones where that doesn't work or other regular phones, it's 314-969-KTRS. And then there's 888-550-KTRS, if you would. And you folks have been very good about this, keeping it brief, maybe not hitting Scott with three or four different legal issues. Just give us one and be as concise as you can. And you know what to do because you've been doing it for over a year now and doing it well. So that's coming up in about a minute. A couple of names you'll hear Peon mention later because he mentions them every day because they're his sponsor, Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, markandjason.com. Now, this is another advertiser that has been with us for, and again, I could be off by a year or two, 16 years, a long time. Now, why have they stayed on that long? And why do they keep spending that money? I'll tell you why. Because a significant number of you, some with just 25,000, some of you with millions, have called Mark and Jason and have set up the meeting I'm going to ask you to think about here in a moment. And they liked what they heard. They're even the PM. And you are too. So do this for us. If you have $25,000 or more, maybe you have it invested, I don't know, wherever. Maybe it's under a mattress. Or if you have $25,000 or more to invest, a meeting is all we're suggesting. It's not a high-pressure meeting. They're not going to make you sign anything or commit to anything. They just want to show you what they do. And what they do is give financial advice. They'll look at what you're doing with your money, even if you have another advisor. They do this all the time. They get people all the time coming to them. who have an advisor. Guess what happens in a lot of the cases? They dump that advisor and end up going with Mark and Jason. That happens. Sometimes it doesn't happen because sometimes, and this is what people like about Mark and Jason, sometimes they will say, you know what, everything looks pretty good. Whoever gave you this advice gave you some good advice. So Mark and Jason, they were Stiefel Nicholas. Stiefel is member SIPC and NYSE. And for that meeting, you need a phone number. And that number and everything else you need is at this website I'm about to give you, markandjason.com.
On this side of the law, on that side of the law, who is right, who is wrong, who is for and who's against the law?
The names are stacking up on the screen. They do every Thursday. Look at this. Every light lighting up. Your chance to get good legal advice from Scott Sherman. And, Scott, we haven't had a lot of time to chat, but I don't want to take it. I want to give it to these people. You ready to go?
Absolutely. Highlight of my week.
We will start with Karen. Karen, say hello to Scott Sherman. Karen?
Sharon?
Karen?
Sharon, maybe?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, you're wrong. Your name is Karen because that's what Dan put on the screen.
All right, I'll change it.
All right, Sharon, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Sharon. How are you?
Wonderful. I just have a question. If I was fired for no reason from a job that I've had for 25 years, is there any way, is that a lawsuit? I didn't...
Can I try this?
Absolutely. Mr. Pena?
I'm going to take a run at this. You work in Illinois or Missouri?
Illinois.
Ooh. Well, now I hand it over to Scott Sherman. Because now I don't know. It's all yours, Scott.
Now, Sharon, do you work? Are you a union member?
No, it was a privately owned construction company.
Do you believe that a motivating factor in your termination was your age or your gender?
No. He told me that one of the reasons that he said that there's so much money coming in that he wasn't going to trust me with the money because I handled the money.
So for 24 years he did, and now he doesn't.
I'm sorry?
So for 24 years he did.
That doesn't make any sense.
And now he does.
It doesn't make sense to me at all.
What do you think? Let's go into Sharon's thoughts. What's your deepest gut instinct about the reason for your termination?
I don't really know.
Sharon, didn't you say when he said, "I'm letting you go after all these years"?
He was an alcoholic. He just had a liver transplant, and after that, it went downhill. He was mean and rotten. I was his assistant for that many years, and all of a sudden, everything went downhill.
Sharon, legally, and I know that this is crushing because it's your entire career, probably.
Right.
But unless there is a discriminatory reason, either because of your gender or because of your age, that he has done this, then you really are out. But if you think about it, I'm not putting the thought in your head. I just want you to think about it. If it's personal, he doesn't like Sharon, or he's mean, or he's an alcoholic. Those are all legal reasons to get rid of you without you having any recourse. But if it's based on gender, if it's based on age, then you would have the opportunity to make a claim for discrimination. I don't know if it would be successful, but the way it's moving, this is a horrible, terrible, mean, cruel, and disgusting thing to do, and perfectly legal.
Hey, Sharon, my first thought is this. If I were you, I'm sure the first thing I would say, if after 20-something years, somebody all of a sudden decides they can't trust you with the money, is I would say, could I please ask what in the world it is that I did or what changed? Did you ask him that? What caused?
There was no asking questions. He was very verbally abusive.
Wow.
And one time he slammed me up against the door and I said,
whoa.
I can't.
Oh, hold on. You got a whole different scenario now.
Yeah, I mean,
now this changes everything.
I'm not being very verbal with you because I don't know what to say.
Well, you said he physically slammed you up against the door.
Yeah, he assaulted you.
He assaulted you.
And when he did that, he said, well, who are you going to tell? You know,
how long ago was that?
Earlier this year,
okay,
4 months ago.
But no witnesses.
How about this? If you want to run this by maybe the best discrimination employment lawyer, certainly in this area, somebody I know, send me an email. This person will not charge you to meet and see if there's something there. Being mean is lawful. Slamming you up against the wall is not.
First of all,
you can't prove it. Okay, you can't prove either one. But can I ask you her question, Scott?
Sure.
How many people work at this place?
In the office, about 25.
Okay. Do you think if it comes down to depositions and even maybe some kind of trial, that there will be a reasonable number of these people who back up what you said about his personality change?
Well, we have discussed this earlier. Some of the other women said, he's sexually harassing me too.
Okay, and there you go. You got other people to corroborate. You got something here.
Well, but they don't want to lose their job, so they'll...
Okay, but you've...
Guess what?
Yeah. They don't want to lose their jobs, but he just fired somebody who couldn't have been more loyal for 20-something years, so their jobs are not secure anyway.
Well, you're exactly right.
And I'll bet you'd get two or three of them who'd be more than willing, after the way this guy's treating people, to take the oath and hold up the right hand and tell him, yes, the guy's a monster and he is physically, verbally, and sexually abusive. You've got something here.
You've got enough, but I'll give you my email.
Nice. You know Scott's email address?
Actually, no.
Would you like it?
Give it to her.
I would love it.
LawOfficeOfScottSherman@gmail.com.
Okay.
LawOfficeOfScottSherman@gmail.com.
Sharon, my advice is go after this. You got something here. You don't have to put up with that. Okay?
All right. Thank you so much for your help.
All right. You're welcome. Now, isn't it interesting?
You asked the right question.
Because all of a sudden, this is not... We were talking about a guy who just all of a sudden, you're fired. Now, dig a little deeper, and now there's assault involved.
Yeah.
Let's get Dan in here. Dan, how are you?
Doing good. AM and the PM.
Thank you. Say hello to Scott Sherman.
Scott, how you doing, bud?
Doing terrific, Dan. How can I help you?
Got a real estate question for you. My mom and stepdad, his sister passed away, and he got a house. And once they got the deed, had his sister on it, and it had a old boyfriend that passed away before her. What is her options here with this getting this in her name?
All right, let me make sure I got it right. So your stepfather received a piece of real estate from his sister who died. Was it deeded as joint tenants with survivorship, so he got it automatically, or did your stepfather get it through an estate, like will or something?
He just got it because he's the only one that...
Okay, it fell to him. And yes. That the deed, when it came to him, has another person's name on it, sister's boyfriend, who's dead before sister. That's just a simple cleanup with a quick claim, because when that deed passed, it most likely passed to the sister by right of survivorship. So that guy and his line of people don't have any interest in it. And then your stepfather got it through intestacy, and so now it has to be done properly, cleaned up properly. Well, the death of that other person predating the sister means they're out, so no one can come back. But it should probably be cleaned up. How do you clean it up? I'd get a real estate lawyer, a couple of $100. That person would get the right documents. It doesn't seem like a big problem.
No, this shouldn't be a big deal at all.
Great. Always great. Goodbye, Scott. Appreciate
You're welcome.
It.
All right. Dan, thanks for listening.
Thank you, sir.
We appreciate it. We'll do one more, and then we'll take a break, and we'll come back and do everybody that... Well, not do everybody we can, but we'll get everybody we can in before... the top of the hour. This would be Brian. Brian, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Brian.
Amen to him first.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Okay, so my wife and I, we bought a new floor, paid $15,000 for a bamboo floor.
Ooh.
And we had asked the installer, you know, what do we use to clean it with, this, that, and the other. And he pretty much, he told us he cleaned it with water and he had some other stuff. So about 6 months after we got it installed, the ends were starting to buckle and the edges were starting to break off. So we called him back, and he called the flooring company. Well, that floor is now discontinued.
Of course it is.
Well, I know, and that's convenient. So the company from the floor sent out a independent inspector.
Well, they sent out someone they said was independent that they paid for. Okay.
That's correct. And Dick came back that since we do not have a humidifier, a whole house humidifier, that it invalidated the complete warranty.
Oh, my goodness.
So we paid $15,000 for a floor, and it's bad, but it's not that bad, but it's bad enough that parts of it needs to be replaced.
Let me take a run at this. Sure. Have you seen the warranty? Has somebody shown you the warranty where it says that in there?
I did not look at that part, no.
Well, that's the first thing I'd do. I'd see if that even exists. It may not. It may just be somebody's BS just to get rid of you and get you out of the way.
Right.
If it is in there, which...
I've never heard
of such a thing. I've never heard of a floor that, unless you have a, was it dehumidifier? Is that what they said?
A whole house humidifier. So in the wintertime, it keeps the house moisture up so the floor doesn't crack.
Well, that's
but I don't know anybody that has to have that.
No, and at any point in the sale, when they said, did they say, now you know if you bought, they didn't mention it, did they?
No, that was my point. What type of lawyer should I go to, and do you have any recommendations for this?
Sure. I want to dovetail off what Mr. Pinion said. First of all, this has two elements to it. One, this whole discontinuing a bamboo floor might be that there's a problem with the product in the first place. So there might be a product liability issue. The second is, do you have this contract, the sale contract, where you purchased this floor, this $15,000 floor, this golden floor? Do you still have it?
Start reading somewhere at home.
Get a hold of it. Start reading it. The third thing is, Illinois, even better. Illinois' Merchandising Practices Act protects consumers from con jobs. This would be a material part of the sale. Hey, before we sell you this $15,000 floor, let me tell you that you have to have a home house humidifier, or the whole thing might start buckling. If you went and bought a car, and they say, oh, by the way, not only do you have to put premium gas in here, you have to put Gatorade in there, and if you don't, the thing is going to explode. That might be a successful argument that the thing was a con job, or that a material element was omitted, or you were kind of scammed. So, I'm thinking consumer lawyer. I'm thinking litigation contracts lawyer. I'm also thinking two different people who happen to work in the same office. If you give me an email, I will give you their contact information. Yeah. Have them talk to you.
And I'm not the lawyer, obviously, but I'm going to tell you something, Brian. To me, you have a case here. I've never heard of such a thing in my life. Is not letting a customer know that you got to have a whole house humidifier if you're going to put this in. That's insane.
Yeah, and then and for anybody out there that has been involved in work comp, they have this thing called independent medical exams, or IMEs, done by these doctors that are bought and paid for by the insurance companies for the work comp. Yeah. This independent guy that came out that
is
works,
not independent.
There's nothing independent about that person.
No, he's working for them.
Yeah, that's right. So send me an email if you're interested. I'll give you the names of these people, and you'll be very happy to meet with them.
Yeah, I can give it to Dan if you want to put me on hold.
Okay.
All right, thank you very much.
Consider yourself on hold. All right, Brian is on hold. Wow, that's a new one.
Isn't it nuts?
But I'm with you. That guy worked for them. He's CYing them, and I actually doubt it's in the warranty. I don't think it's in there.
That is so important to tell the consumer that you can't. But they should be able to say, hey. You can't, first of all, first question, do you want to buy this thing? Do you have a whole home humidifier? No? Well, then you can't have it. What's a home humidifier? Yeah, funny you should answer. We sell that too.
I bet they do.
This sounds nuts.
All right, we're going to do a little business. We'll come back and take some more calls. Well, while I'm doing this and we take a quick break, we have a couple lines open. If you want to try to get in here, it's worth holding because you get some good advice from Scott. Most cell phones, star KTRS. Other phones 314-969-KTRS, and then there is 888-550-KTRS.
I had the pleasure today of being able to refer Matheny to. Actually, I didn't have to. It was a text that I got wanting to know who to talk to there because it's time for this person to replace the heating and air conditioning unit. And so I put the two together. My guess is they're going to go out, I think, tomorrow and look the place over, check it out, give them an estimate. My guess is, and I know this person pretty well, I think he's going to get two, maybe even three estimates for heating and air conditioning. And I'm going to go ahead now and guess that he's going to go with Matheny, and I'll tell you why. This is a family business, third generation. I like that. Local. In fact, real local. So local that unless you live in St. Louis County or St. Charles County, they can't call on you to service you, replace your heating and cooling system. But if you are in St. Louis or St. Charles County, lucky you, because this is who you want to go with. Now, you won't know that until you let them make one service call. Now, we told you, look, 48 hours from now, not much more than that. It's going to be in the 20s. 20s, Saturday night. This is where, this is the like a doctor giving a stress test to the heating and cooling system. See what it's capable of. Hot, cold, hot, cold. Maybe it's not up to it. Maybe you should have had it looked at before the season changed. It's not too late to make things right. Matheny, Matheny, Matheny. 75 years in the heating and cooling business. And again, St. Louis and St. Charles counties. Their website is pretty easy. Matheny, heatingandcooling.com.
All right, we're going to get a check on traffic right now with Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, they're working with an accident on northbound 55 at 3200 South Broadway, and at last check, the two right lanes were blocked. Another accident, southbound 270, just south of Manchester, the right lane is blocked there. Traffic already backed up midway between Dorset and Page down through Manchester. Then things open up after that. Pretty good run through 55. If you are on southbound 170, you're jammed now from Page down through Highway 40. Had an earlier stall on westbound 70 out at Bryan Road. That's been removed off the roadway. The traffic is still jammed up approaching 79 through Bryan. Eastbound 270, it's a long stretch of slow traffic between 370 and Washington Elizabeth. You're heavy again through the Halls Ferries and 367 and downtown eastbound 40 now Vandeventer to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Accountemps. Accounting and finance salaries are on the rise. Get an in-depth salary forecast for accounting and finance roles in your area by visiting Accountemps.com. Accountemps, a Robert Half company. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
Green 18!
The Tigers play here on KTRS.
This is Howard Richards. This Saturday, Neyland Stadium will be packed as Barry Odom takes his Tigers to Knoxville, Tennessee to play the Volunteers.
To the 20, to the 10, to the house!
KTRS coverage begins at noon.
Listen to all the action right here on your home for the Missouri Tigers.
Touchdown, Missouri!
The Big 550, KTRS.
While I was getting educated at Washington U, I met a young redhead who said her family had bought a Byerly trailer. It turned out to be one of Walter Byerly's originals built in 1954. For 20 years, the family had traveled through 47 states. I had a 1951 Studebaker. What a perfect match. Eventually, my Studebaker and the old Byerly were hitched up, and we set out on a three-week adventure through the western states. But that's another story. And by the way, the trailer and the Studebaker weren't the only ones that got hitched. I married that redhead, and we've been fellow travelers for over 30 years. It all started in a Byerly RV. Why not see what you can get started in an RV from Byerly in Eureka? Byerly, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
Since 1974, homeowners in the greater St. Louis area have trusted PermaJack more than any other contractor when their house is settling or if they have bowing and buckling walls. But who do you call when you notice water in the basement? Well, it's also PermaJack. The representatives at PermaJack are extremely knowledgeable in all aspects of foundation repair, including leaky basements. PermaJack provides permanent solutions to all your nagging water problems, whether it's a simple crack repair or or a comprehensive drain system. They will make sure your basement remains dry, and they'll back it up with a written guarantee. So for home settling problems, bowing and buckling walls, or if you have a leaky basement, call the company St. Louis has trusted for over 30 years, PermaJack. Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553. That's 636-225-2553. Family owned and operated since 1974. When your building needs a helping hand, solid as a rock. PermaJack, 636-225-2553.
Listen closely. This will really floor you. At JJS Flooring, get 2¼ or 3¼ pre-finished aluminum oxide hardwood for just $6.99 per square foot installed. LVT or LVP flooring as low as $3.49 a square foot installed. Quality laminate as low as $1.60 per square foot, and ceramic flooring starting at 49 cents a square foot. JJS Flooring does residential, commercial, and industrial flooring and has a tremendous reputation with rehabbers and remodelers. If carpeting is what you need, JJS is the place to go. Carpeting and pad installed start at just $1.72 a square foot. JJS Flooring has been family owned and operated for over 30 years in the heart of St. Louis. Ask about 0% financing. JJS offers free estimates and invites you to their showroom at 2301 Gravoy, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturday, 10 to 2. Or give them a call at 314-772-3996. Like them on Facebook. Their service will floor you. JJS Flooring, shop the city and save.
My name is Bobby. I'm a veteran and lost my leg to a roadside bomb. My victory was going from a wheelchair to becoming a weightlifting champion.
I'm Sam. I'm a veteran. My victory was finding a career that I could be proud of.
At DAV, we're on a mission, helping veterans of all generations get the benefits they've earned.
I'm Cece. My victory was finishing my education.
When America's veterans win, we all win. Help us support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Listen up, homeowners. Contractors and do-it-yourselfers agree E&B Granite has had the largest collection of the best quality granite available in St. Louis for years. And now, with their new 50,000 square foot showroom, you'll be able to choose from all the top brands, including Caesar Stone, Silestone, Polar Stone, and more. When you visit E&B Granite, ask to see the new look of brilliant quartz for your kitchen or bath. E&B Granite, at the corner of Manchester and Hampton, or online at ebgranite.com.
Ah, the sounds of silence. The kids are back to school, and now you can focus on your home appliances. Whether you're looking for a dependable front load or a top load high efficiency washer and dryer set to clean those filthy soccer uniforms, Appliance Discounters is a place to go for GE laundry sets. Or you may be in the market for cooking appliances or a refrigerator. Whatever it may be, when it comes to Appliance Discounters, we have you covered with 6 locations and GE kitchen appliances at the lowest price, along with huge rebates. Visit us in store or at theappliancediscounters.com.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Are you prepared for the next market crash? Do you think you're overpaying in fees? Well, listen to Rethinking Retirement every Sunday at 7 a.m. and 3 p.m. with your host, Marvin Mitchell. This is the show that we position you for a safe and secure retirement.
If you folks will allow me 1 minute to talk to you about Amini's, we'll toss it to Scott Sherman. He can take it through the rest of the hour. Thank you. I thought you'd be okay with that. In Chesterfield Valley, where in 1993 there was a bad flood, everything was 15 feet underwater, and a lot of people thought, well, nobody's ever going to put anything in this valley again. Go look at it now. It's unbelievable. There's a lot of stuff there, right in the middle of all of it. One of the places that was built there first when this redevelopment phase started was Amini's. It's very distinctive. It has a copper dome on top, and it doesn't look like the other buildings. It certainly doesn't look like them inside. Now, Amini's is not just in the valley. It's down in the valley.
Valley so low.
Hold on. This is a new rendition. That started with 3, 2, 1. Down in the valley. Valley so low. Hang your head over, hear the wind blow.
Thank you, yeah, thank you, come on, thank you. Yeah.
Inside, the finest furniture made in the world. This is not furniture you're going to find in your just
regular furniture stores. This is for the customer who is discriminating, who has done well, and who is ready to reward himself or herself with the best of the best. This is furniture like you've never seen before. Patio furniture, same thing. It's a different level. And once you buy patio furniture for, you know, 3, 4, 5 times because the other stuff fell apart, you think, well, I actually just bought the best stuff. And if you can, yes, that's what you probably should do. Just asking you to go look at the store. That's all we're asking. Go in, walk through, look around. You'll love this place. Amini's. A-M-I. Oh, and they have Amini money. Fun to say, fun to spend. You'll see it on the website when you check it out. It tells you all about Amini money. A-M-I-N-I-S, Aminis.com. Now we get back to Scott Sherman. And up next is Michelle Mybell. These are words that go together well. Say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hello, Scott Sherman. Hello, Frank and everyone.
Hello, Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Hello. I have a very quick question. So I am not in the mindset of suing just for suing. I was in a car accident, and I was fine going through my insurance company and then having them contact the person at fault. However, there's always a however in life. Darn it. I have physician bills that I'm still incurring, and I have capped my medical expense through my insurance, and I have left messages, my insurance company has left messages for the adjuster of the at-fault party. So at what point do I say enough is enough and get an attorney?
Right now. Yeah. That point was the last week.
Yeah. Has your automobile stuff, the property damage, has that been resolved to your satisfaction in some way, taking it out of the injury and into your car being wrecked?
Say that again. I apologize.
Oh, sorry, Michelle. With respect to your vehicle, do you feel that that's been handled properly? It got fixed or it got replaced to your satisfaction?
It has not. That was okay. A misunderstanding between my insurance company and me. They told me the auto body shop would call me, and so they didn't. And I called the insurance company back, and they said, oh, no, you call. So I'm like, okay, that's what I'm going to do tomorrow. But
I got another suggestion.
Schaefer?
For sure. If you want to give me an email, we can take a test run at trying to get this automobile stuff, this car damage stuff, straightened out pretty quick. And then if you like the way I do it, then we can work on the injury stuff, because I've noticed that a lot of people that are representing themselves recently, including several listeners, have been getting jacked around by insurance companies when they're handling it themselves. I'm not going to charge anything for it, but I think that, how long ago did this incident happen?
October 17th.
Yeah, it's about time that should be done. If you want to send me an email, we could get together on the phone and I could get started on it if you're interested. I hate to see people getting the runaround on something simple like car damage, and then we can talk more at length about the injury stuff.
Here's the other thing, and it's sad that this is true, Michelle, but it is true. Even in 2016, you have a little voice. You're a female. Scott knows exactly where I'm going with this. If they think they can push you around or hold you off, they'll do it for a year or two. This is when little nice people with little voices like you have to turn into monsters because they forced you to. Do you know that this guy obviously has insurance? When you said earlier it was his fault, is that your opinion, or is it plain as day to anybody who looks at the police report that it was his fault?
No, it's plain as day that it was his fault. Yeah, it was actually a 3-car accident. A dump truck hit the car behind me that hit me.
Okay, all right. You have Scott's email address?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Outstanding.
Shoot him an email.
Thanks for calling. And for anybody
out there, Michelle.
If you're running into this issue, just, you know, send me an email. We had somebody earlier that, a couple of weeks ago, maybe a couple months ago, their daughter, for 4 months, the car was totaled, sitting there, and nobody was paying for it, and it was not her fault. And we were fortunate enough to get it straightened out. Another listener, we're working on getting his thing done. It's not okay, and if customer service was better, it's probably a secret I shouldn't tell. If customer service for insurance companies was better, guys like me probably wouldn't have jobs. But fortunately, they're horse-you-know-what, and
well,
there's a...
Just, there's key word a while ago. This is somebody's daughter. Again, a girl.
Yeah.
We do still live in a sexist society, and people assume that a female is going to be a little easier to mess with and maybe hold off than some guy they might think is a bulldog. It's sad but true. Let's go to John. John, say hello to Scott Sherman.
Yes, good afternoon. My particular dilemma is about 3 weeks or so ago, I was attending a convention in Jefferson City in a hotel there in the Jefferson City area. I forgot my college class ring, my room. I left it, came back that afternoon, and it was gone. I reported to the hotel, and they wrote a report, and they immediately said they have no responsibility for loss of stolen items. I reported it to the local police, and then to my shock, they were also taking a report for someone's missing computer. So there were more than one theft. My question is, do I have any recourse? Because they kept saying we have no responsibility. As they attempted to replace my ring, the 14-karat gold ring, they quoted me $1,185 plus shipping. And it says, wow, do I have any recourse? Because some people have quoted to me, do you remember the Connie Francis case? I think you do.
So Connie Francis was raped in a Howard Johnson's.
Yes, but you had an expectation of security and privacy.
Yes. No, you're right. You're right. And she won her case. Sadly, she still didn't come out a winner because she was brutally raped. But I know exactly what you're talking about. Is there anywhere posted at this hotel or this place where it says any items, personal items, jewelry, whatever, your responsibility, not responsibility, blah, 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 blah? Was that printed anywhere?
Not to my that I noticed.
Okay, Scott, what do you think?
I think that... John, yeah, maybe. So let me go through the maybe and where you can maybe navigate this. The we're not responsible for lost or stolen items thing is not a disclaimer of any liability. The first thing is, and a lot of people don't know this, it was in Missouri, there's a special duty, a special relationship. It's
can't
called
say
the,
duty.
Oh, sorry.
No, I don't think you can say it.
Can't talk like that.
There's an innkeeper's... I won't say duty, responsibility that runs to people that rent rooms from places like that. So there was a case many years ago about an incident, like a theft that occurred at a mall. And the mall was held responsible because of this special duty. The innkeeper also has that. So in this case, this is not lost. This is mislaid properly. You didn't lose it. You put it somewhere, and when you went to go get it, it wasn't there. It wasn't like you dropped it in a field and it sat there for 40 years. This is not lost property. You don't know where it is, but that doesn't mean that you have no idea where it is. You put it somewhere, it's not there. And if it was stolen, and if this particular hotel or in this location has knowledge or some notice that there was theft in this place before and they didn't take the proper steps to warn you, hey, not just some sign behind the desk, but by the way, John, if you have any, sir, if you have any items, you might want to put them in our safe. You might want to not have them here. You might not want to stay here because we've had theft. Of course, they don't say that. But that innkeeper's responsibility, that D word could run them this liability. I wouldn't stop. I would talk to their insurance company, and if you're not getting the, go out and get an estimate on what the replacement value is. It also has sentimental value, I'm sure. So, here you have a case where, no, it's not a dead end, but you have to have some more facts. Right now, I think you have a something, but I don't think you have the thing. But don't quit.
Okay, so should I get an attorney?
Sure, absolutely.
Well, again, and we talked about this before, a letter, an email, or whatever from you to these people, not going to scare them. Attorney letterhead, that'll get their attention.
So you were gone, and then you came back to the room, and the ring was gone?
Yes.
Housekeeping, right? Do they have housekeeping there?
Indeed, they do. And
John, when you were gone, did you lock the door room when you automatically locked?
Yeah,
yes.
It has to be an inside job.
Yeah, and housekeeping maybe. Yes,
someone with a key or a key card to that room got in and took your item because you didn't drop it in your pocket,
and there was no force
somewhere else.
No sign of forced entry, right?
No, no, and they have some mechanism to do a search as to who was in and out of that room, and I never had any results, but I did report it to the local police.
John, what do you think the value is, the replacement value of this ring? Take the sentiment out. What do you think it's worth?
Well, I called the people that make the ring.
Like a Jostens ring or something?
Well, no, they went to a Belfour.
Okay.
And they quoted for a 14-carat ring for my university was $1,185 plus shipping and handling. Hmm.
What would satisfy you? Because not only do you have the value that's lost, this is called conversion. It's stolen from you. But you also have the outrage. Hey, this is my stuff. You're going in and taking stuff in my room. That's my room. I have a right to privacy in my room. You violated me. You could have come in. Somebody could have come in, hid in the bathroom, and stabbed me. This is what do you think that this would be worth to you if they paid you?
I have no clue.
That's why you need a lawyer.
Yes.
Because they will.
They'll have a clue.
Okay.
Good luck. I hope you get it back, John.
May I have Scott's email address?
Yes. Here, give it to him, Scott.
Law Office of Scott Sherman at gmail.com.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, thank you. Well, he's done it again. We need a separate theme song that says he's the... Give it up for Scott Sherman, everybody.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you, Scott.
Thanks, guys. Anytime.
And Scott will be back again next Thursday. We'll do it all over again. I think we need to check on traffic. That's my guess. Tim Weiland is in charge of that department. Tim, how's everything looking?
Well, they're still working with the accident northbound 55 at 3200 South Broadway. The right lane is blocked, but now right across from that in the southbound lanes, you've got an accident blocking the two left lanes. You've got another crash on southbound 270 south of Manchester, and that had a lane blocked. You got a stalled vehicle now on eastbound Highway 270 before Lindbergh. That is blocking the right lane. Traffic is just really jammed up. Now the hockey traffic coming in. You're slow eastbound 40 Clarkson through Timberlake Manor from Mason, and we're going to have slow pockets all the way in through Big Bend, and southbound 170 is heavy north of Page down to Highway 40. And this traffic report brought to you by Verizon. Put some smarts in your car, plug in Hum by Verizon to get vehicle diagnostics, emergency assistance, vehicle location, and more. For a smarter, safer, more connected car, go to hum.com. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti, host of the Superior Healthcare Radio Show. Tune in Saturdays at 3 o'clock where we will empower you to overcome health issues. Find Superior Health with Superior Healthcare.
Friday through Sunday at Kohl's. Friends and family save a little more with an extra 20%.